The youth wing of the CPP yesterday joined residents living in slums at Odona to demonstrate against the chief executive of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly over the demolition of their property without proper notice. The demonstrators presented a petition stating 10 reasons why the AME boss must resign. Linda Goji reports.
The demonstration began from the Kwame Nkrumah Circle through Accra Central and ended at the Accra Huts of Oak Park. About 300 people took part with placards with the inscriptions, "Vanderpoy's wickedness does not pay. Mr. President, beware, Vanderpoy will wreck your government. And the city is for all. No more demolition." According to the demonstrators, Mr. Vanderpoy's tenure as city mayor has been characterized by bullies in attempts to perform. They called on the AMA boss to resign his post for failing to demonstrate responsible and humane leadership. Some of the demonstrators spoke to Radio Ghana.
Before a government can evict someone, whether that person is living illegally or legally, the mayor must engage those people at a certain level of time before. He must provide them with another means of livelihood. The mayor must also look for compensation for them. And the mayor has not stick to all these things. So we are saying that the president should stick to that and fire the mayor.
The director of communications of the CPP, Ni Ama Akomfa, stated that the party is not against the modernization of Accra, but the CPP will not support the AMA's actions when they come with brutalities.
Nobody is saying that the Accra should not be modernized. Nobody is saying that the traffic should not be properly regulated. Nobody is saying that people should be allowed to park somewhere illegally. But as a country, we must also not turn a blind eye when we see that certain brutalities, humane treatment is being meted out to our own citizens. And that's why we as a party even exist, in trying to make sure that in modernizing our city, we are also modernizing our methods of dealing with the illegality.
The demonstrators stressed that if the AMA boss refuses to resign, the president should terminate his contract, since they claim he is insensitive with the plight of the ordinary Ghanaian.
Linda Goji filed that report.